Chapter 7. Morgan woke up when I opened the bedroom door. He looked bad, but not any worse than he did before, except for some spots of color on his cheeks. "Let me see to my roommates," I said. "I got the goods." I put the medical kit down on the nightstand. He nodded and closed his eyes. I took Mouse outside for a walk to the mailbox. He seemed unusually alert, nose snuffling at everything, but he didn't show any signs of alarm. We went by the spot in the tiny backyard that had been designated as Mouse's business area and went back inside. Mister, my bobtailed gray tomcat, was waiting when I opened the door and tried to bolt out. I caught him, barely. Mister weighs the next best thing to 30 pounds. He gave me a look that might have been indignant, then raised his stumpy tail straight in the air and walked haughtily away, making his way to his usual resting point atop one of my apartment's bookcases. Mouse looked at me with his head tilted as I shut the door. "Something bad is running around out there," I told him. "It might decide to send me a message. I'd rather he didn't use Mister to do it." Mouse's cavernous chest rumbled with a low growl. "Or you either, for that matter," I told him. "I don't know if you know what a skinwalker is, but it's serious trouble. Watch yourself." Mouse considered that for a moment and then yawned. I found myself laughing. "Pride goes before a fall, boy." He wagged his tail at me and rubbed up against my leg, evidently pleased to have made me smile. I made sure both sets of bulls had food and water in them, and then went in to Morgan. His temperature was up by another half a degree, and he was obviously in pain. "This isn't heavy-duty stuff," I told him, as I broke out the medical kit. "Me and Billy made a run up to Canada for most of it. There's some codeine for the pain, though, and I've got the stuff to run an IV for you, saline, intravenous antibiotics." Morgan nodded, then he frowned at me, an expression I was used to from him, raked his eyes over me more closely, and asked, "Is that blood I smell on you?" Damn. For a guy who had been beaten to within a few inches of death's door, he was fairly observant. Andy hadn't really been bleeding when we picked her up in my coat. She was only oozing from a number of gouges and scrapes, but there had been enough of them to add up. "Yeah," I said. "What happened?" I told him about the skinwalker and what had happened to Kirby and Andy. He shook his head wearily. "There's a reason we don't encourage amateurs to try to act like wardens, Dresden." I scowled at him, got a bowl of warm water and some antibacterial soap, and started cleaning up his left arm. "Yeah, well, I didn't see any wardens doing anything about it." "Chicago is your area of responsibility, Warden Dresden." "And there I was," I said. "And if they hadn't been there to help, I'd be dead right now." "Then you call for backup. You don't behave like a bloody superhero and throw lambs to the wolves to help you do it. Those are the people you're supposed to be protecting." "Good thinking," I said, getting out the bag of saline and suspending it from the hook I'd set in the wall of the bed. I made sure the tube was primed. Air bubbles, bad. "That's exactly what we need, more wardens in Chicago." Morgan grunted and fell silent for a moment, eyes closed. I thought he'd dropped off again, but evidently he was only thinking. "It must have followed me up." "Huh?" "The skinwalker," he said. "When I left Edinburgh, I took away to Tucson. I came to Chicago by train. It must have sensed me when the tracks passed through its territory."
"Why would it do that?
Follow an injured wizard?" he asked.
"Because they get stronger by devouring the essence of practitioners. I was an easy meal."
"It eats magic?" Morgan nodded.
"Adds its victim's power to its own."
"So what you're telling me is that not only did the skinwalker get away, but now it's stronger for having killed Kirby." He shrugged.
"I doubt the werewolf represented much gain relative to what it already possessed. Your talents, or mine, are orders of magnitude greater."